from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, one of the executive orders signed by President Trump his first day back in office is the focus of an 18-state lawsuit led by New Jersey. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says the order to limit birthright citizenship is extreme and unprecedented.
That's why our broad coalition of states is standing up to the president and defending the rule of law. Presidents in this country have broad powers, but they are not kings.
The suit by the states requests immediate relief to prevent this president's order from taking effect through both a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. A teacher accused of raping a student and having his baby has been set free by a judge in Cape May County. The judge ruled Laura Karen a low flight risk. She had been ordered to have no contact with the alleged victim or any minors other than her son. Prosecutors say Karen had sex with a 13-year-old student who was living with her at the time. It was years later when the student's father saw a photo of Karen's son on social media that he called the police, saying the boy bore a canny resemblance to his son. This portion of the news is made possible by Shore Casual Furniture, New Jersey's premier American-made hardwood furniture source. They make it all, formal or casual. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com. New Jersey's next move against congestion pricing is all about location, location, location.
The New Jersey Economic Development Authority announced a marketing campaign to promote incentives designed to entice New York-based companies with New Jersey employees to establish New Jersey offices or allow those employees a work-from-home option. The New Jersey Reassigning In-State Employees Program will provide grants valued at up to $500,000 to businesses who decide to opt in. The program and corresponding campaign are outgrowths of legislation signed by Governor Murphy aimed at easing the burden on commuters and keeping tax dollars in New Jersey. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A dog that was dumped and left for dead in a dumpster in Old Bridge is recovering, and the man who police say abandoned him is behind bars. Scotty, the 2-year-old Bichon Frise, spent 11 hours in a freezing cold dumpster outside the Glenwood apartment complex. Cameras caught the 26-year-old man who has not been identified dumping Scotty there. He's been charged with animal neglect, abuse, and abandonment, and the mayor has already received a lot of calls from people looking to adopt the pup. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. We've hit rock bottom with the cold, so what's the good news? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures in the teens would be totally typical this time of year in Duluth, Minnesota, for example. But here in New Jersey, we're running 20-plus degrees below normal for one more day. Highs upper teens to around 20 as sunshine emerges through this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Lows fall to around 10. Tomorrow will be a little bit better, a little bit warmer with sun and clouds. Highs reach into the upper 20s, and we have a shot at above freezing temperatures on Friday with lots of sunshine, highs in the lower 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown is 18, Ewing is 17, Turnersville is 16. Weather's brought to you by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or your business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks to keep our team safe. Visit acteon.net and you'll discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.